News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a HSE vaccine portal is set to go live this morning, allowing people to register for vaccination in their 60s. And for more on this, I am joined by Dr. Dennis McCauley, chairman of the GP committee of the IMO. Dennis, can you first of all explain a little bit for people listening who haven't done this before, what's going to happen today?
Well, I suppose the key, Ciara, that even superimposed on the portal, there is a new plan. Can I just explain that first? The key factors remain that the actual priority is to vaccinate the very vulnerable group, and in parallel to vaccinate the people between 65 and 69. We've now had new guidance superimposed on us from the point of view of NIAC. So what is going to happen at the present minute is that the new plan is that, taking into account that the regional vaccination centres are now ready to go, so now there has to be, they have to identify who they want to vaccinate, so the actual citizens portal is ready to go. We're in the middle of our over 70s vaccinations. The regional vaccination centres have a lot of experience with AstraZeneca. We have learned to have experience with Pfizer. So now the new plan, which is the overriding issue, and then we'll explain about the portal, is that everybody over 60 now will be asked to, initially over 65 and then working down to over 60 soon after that, will be asked to register with the portal so that they can get a vaccination.
Okay,
and then everybody under 60, with a medical condition, either a very high risk or a high risk group, the plan would be that they will be directed eventually to their general practitioners, where they will get a Pfizer vaccine.
So they don't have to register. So this vaccine portal, today it's going live for 69-year-olds, I believe. Tomorrow for 68, and so forth until Monday when we hit 65-year-olds. So this is purely done by age, this cohort, and they can do it online, or they can also do it by phone. Is that correct, Dennis?
Ciara, you're asking, we have no direct input into that. As I say, I'm probably here to really explain the new vaccination plan, which is about to be presented to our members this evening in a webinar. It's probably as important. The portal is now going to be used to vaccinate the people between 69 and 65. All of those people, whether they have very high risk group, high risk group, or have no risk factors at all. So that is where somebody in that age group will get a vaccine.
Okay. And those people who go online today or pick up the phone, they will register, they will be told you'll get it, you know, they'll be put in a database. And are they going to be told, okay, now you go to your GP in 2 weeks' time, or are they going to be told, now you go to such and such a vaccination centre?
No, the actual new plan now is, which is superimposed on that, it's almost the priority remains, the actual priority still is the high priority. People with medical illnesses have to be vaccinated as a matter of priority, and the people who are classically between 65 and 69. So the way the new plan coming in from the guidance that NIAC issued on Monday is that essentially everybody, that cohort that's now the regional vaccination centres, will give vaccinations to the all people between 65 and 69. And then we will as we're finishing our over 70s, we will then move into the people with very high, with medical conditions under 60.
So the GPs are doing a slightly different group of people. Can I say something to you? You sound exhausted. Has it been very difficult, all the chopping and changing with this vaccine rollout?
It has. I think there was a plan last week, which is now the old plan, and now we have a new plan, and we await next week's plan. But the present plan is as it is now. I think it's regardless of it is just we are. I'm very aware. I represent my members. We have been asked at short notice again to continue to use a very fragile vaccine. It is a time limited. Once it arrives, it is an opt-in situation. But general practice in the last plan last week, there's possibly 1,300 practices, 1,200 signed up for this. So we have to really compliment general practice for considering to do this, because this adds to extra work to the actual practice. So yes, it has been it has been our secretariat, particularly in our in the Irish Medical Organisation, have stood up for this.
I have no doubt, Dennis, and thank you for all you do. That is Dr. Dennis McCauley there, chairman of the GP committee of the IMO, on that vaccine portal going live today at 10. So if you are between the ages of 65 and 69, over the next 5 days, you need to register for your vaccine.